Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is WGM. Steve, the president spoke at CPAC, and you referred to his description of what would have happened if the teachers were armed.
Well, yeah, he was back at CPAC today, and he renewed his call for arming teachers. And here's what he had to say about that.
So this crazy man who walked in wouldn't even know who it is that has it. That's good. It's not bad. That's good. And a teacher would have shot the hell out of him before he knew what happened.
Of course, that's the sort of crowd that actually before that chanted, lock her up, lock her up. And there was a long round of applause and the president sat there and stoked the coals. So I don't know who those people are. I actually Googled Illinois attendees CPAC. I don't know who those people are that would cheer on some of those things I've been hearing on TV this week, but they are there. On a phone line, by the way, did you find that, Elif? Can you help us out with this? What percentage of Americans, I believe this is a survey I saw this morning, are for arming the teachers in schools?
According to a CBS News poll, 44%, John.
44. I don't know if you know this, but that means 56 then. I presume it was an either-or poll. Maybe there's some undecideds. 56% are against it, 44 are for it. Jesse Sharkey joins us now from the Chicago Teachers Union. Jesse is the vice president of the CTU. Jesse, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
John, thanks for having me on. I'm good. To me, the question is what percentage of teachers want armed teachers at school?
We actually were going to open up the phone today just to teachers to call in about this, and then it dawned on us that the teachers are all in school. That's why we reached out to you. What's this? Does the CTU have a position on this per se?
We do. It's out of touch. It's tone deaf as a proposal. First of all, there was a deputy who was armed at the school in Florida, and if an armed trained deputy with a gun doesn't stop a shooting, how is a teacher and we didn't sign up to be soldiers or policemen, we signed up to teach, but it doesn't get at what teaching actually looks like. And it's not like we're standing on a stage giving speeches. We're moving around in classrooms, amidst kids. And, I've got a holster and a gun, or, I'm teaching in shirt sleeves. I don't have a place to conceal a firearm. And you've got 3 million teachers in this country. And even if you arm 10% of them, you're going to be sending 300,000 guns a day into school. It's a dead on arrival proposal. It's dumb. And it doesn't match up with what our members think.
Your gun would be locked. You wouldn't be carrying it around. And if an alert went out that there was an active shooter on the campus, you'd be able to get a chance to get it. And if, say, there's 50 teachers at the school, 5 of them, maybe 10 of them are now armed and getting their weapons, and they're able to shoot back at this person. Maybe some of these teachers are ex-servicemen or women or cops. That's the scenario the president imagines, and I think some people like that scene. What's wrong with it?
Like I said, if you've got 50 teachers and you're going to get 5 of them guns, and you multiply that by the country, that's 300,000 guns going to school, locked up in cabinets. I don't know if, when the last time you worked in a room with 30 kids, but kids go into everything. They test every door. It's only a matter of time before a kid winds up with one of those guns, and that's not safer. That's more dangerous.
Do you know what percentage? Finish that thought. I have a new question for you. Go ahead.
Sure. I also think that it's important to say that it's not like gun violence is some new issue in the Chicago public schools. For example, last year at Henderson Elementary, there was that Canary Gentry Bowers who was shot in the head. Harper High School a few years ago, I think they had 21 shot and 8 killed, something like that. And it's just that there's a tremendous amount of trauma going on amongst our students. And what we really need are social workers and counselors and people to help deal with that. That would do a lot to kind of tamp down the violence. I'm afraid that armed teachers is the last kind of message that we want to be sending to our students.
Do you know what percentage of the teachers are this description the president has in mind for the teacher body? That is, that they're ex-servicemen and women trained and adept at guns?
Anecdotally, I would tell you that in Chicago, at least, there is a lot of antipathy for this kind of idea, and people generally have a kind of a fear of guns, and I think that's a reflection of the amount of gun violence in the city. I could imagine in a different part of the country where, having a collection of guns at home and where hunting is sort of more part of the
culture. But in any given school,
it might be different.
Sure, pardon me, Jesse, but I mean, in any given school, in the Chicago public school system, I've been to several of them, and mostly I see women. I don't know how many of them are former military members or police. I'm wondering if in any given school, how many of them are trained ex-members of the service that the president is imagining?
Very few. And that's my point. I mean, you've got it's gendered, right? I mean, 85% of the teaching force in Chicago is women. And as a group, that's going to be less likely to be trained with firearms or have a police or military background, just given the way that goes in our society. But also, I mean, I do want to underline that among STAR membership, and it's anecdotal, I don't have a formal survey, but I've had a lot of conversations about it. There's just a lot of hostility towards the idea of bringing guns into school at all. I mean, I do want to remind you that in Chicago public schools, at least, it's fairly common for there to be armed guards at the school and for there to be metal detectors and for the school to essentially be locked to outsiders. So, it doesn't seem like, from my point of view, President Trump is barking up the right tree at all.
I understand that. Well, have you all surveyed your teachers? Because as much as we want the schools to be safe for the kids, we want it to be safe for the adults. I mean, they've got more skin in this game than I do. I'm sitting in a nice studio downtown. I wonder what the teachers themselves want. Do they think this would make them safer? And have you surveyed them about that?
It'd be an interesting formal survey, but I, like I said, I tell you, this is something that we've talked about, at various times in the past, and the broad majority sentiment among teachers in Chicago is that, the school is a no place for guns, and that the idea of, locking guns up in cabinets in various places around the school, it might sound good, but, what's the first time it happens when someone leaves their keys on their desk, and then their keys disappear? And those keys contain the keys to a gun cabinet. It's just the number of ways in which it doesn't fit the circumstances of school start to multiply. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm way far ahead of myself here, Jesse, but do you have any understanding of who would pay for these guns? I mean, would these be school district purchased guns?
Who knows? I mean, I hear you on this, and what I partly think is that this is our society being in mourning and a little bit frustrated and a little bit desperate to come up with something about gun violence, but we're barking up the wrong tree, and when you start thinking about proposals for the districts to buy guns, I mean, now are the districts going to buy firearms training
certification?
And the legal liability issues.
Okay, but hold on, Jesse. I get that, but why are you asking, Steve?
Well, because for one, obviously, it'd be a weird way for school districts to spend their money, and the other is if the armed teachers were all going to have new government-issued guns, that's a lot of gun sales in this country.
Well, there you go. If 10% of 3 million teachers, that's 300,000 gun sales.
So maybe that explains some support for it.
I guess. Boy, that's a kind of cynical but creative view, Steve. I hadn't thought about it in those terms.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. I'm out of time. Jesse, anything else you'd like to say? Jesse Sharkey is vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union.
Yeah. Arm us with some social workers and counselors. That will be helpful.
Arm the social workers and counselors.
No, arm us with some social workers. Arm us with some counselors. That's what we don't have. I could actually use someone to help me with trauma. I don't really need a gun in school.
We'll visit again. Thanks, Jesse. You have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, John.
Jesse Sharkey is with the CTU.